Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the king of things, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. As always, with my co-host and partner in crime, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you.
I'm very excited. It's a great fucking week. Rounded out this week with some incredible guests. As always, ladies and gentlemen, you know her, you love her. From that time of week, that time of the week, podcast. Maddie Smith is back on the show.
What's up?
Love Maddie Smith.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, yay. And it's rare that we have two women on the show. It's a fucking crazy time. Two redheads,
yeah,
two women,
yeah,
two
right.
Funny broads.
A little inappropriate.
I like it.
Future is female.
Tits are everywhere, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You know winner and lover from the Chrissy Mayer podcast and Wet Spot on Compound Media. Ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy Mayer is back on the show.
Hello.
He's good on fire.
Good to be here.
I was talking about your pubes.
Oh yeah, I gotta get them taken care of.
Are they growing in right now?
Yeah, I'm behind. Yeah. I'm behind a couple.
Oh,
weeks.
And the behind too.
And yeah, and the b-hole.
The butthole.
I gotta
a
get
bit
it
of
all
hairy
done.
Butthole. How are you feeling downstairs right
no,
now?
I'm pretty put
Maddie.
Together.
Right now, you're all fucking.
You could literally pull down my pants right now, and you would be turned on.
Can Ooh. We? Can not even a big deal. We're not even into that. But
right.
Do you want to
more
show?
For science.
Well, I mean, for the fans, they love
for
that.
Science. Of course, for the fans.
If you got on the table right now, went full fledged, showed them your bare butthole and vagina from behind. You'd be a true Gas Digital legend.
I know, and I constantly have intrusive thoughts like, what if I did that? And today I'm going to say, we're not going to do that.
Just not today, but you do
not
think
today.
About it.
I think about it. Yeah, every time I'm
yeah.
here, I'm like, what if I pulled on my pussy?
You're always, as a woman, no, you're always like, what if I did that? How much would I make? And then how quickly would I regret it?
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Like 2 months away from selling feet pics. That's this what we're saying.
That's it. How are your feet?
Like, fine, but I feel like I could find a good community.
A foot community?
Yeah.
I'm
like really pale.
Foot
I feel like
soldiers.
Guys like are really into like the pale like feet, the red
veiny.
Bottom feet, like you know what I mean?
Calloused.
Like
people are into
callot
that.
Warts.
Yeah, the second toe longer
horns.
Than the other
yeah.
toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have the second toe longer than
no.
the you have that energy.
I no I
that's
okay,
a,
that's rude.
That's actually
I
a sign
actually
of
don't
athleticism, the second toe longer.
Is that really
not
yeah.
longer? I heard
yeah.
it means you're gay.
I think Chrissy's about to go into a racist rant right now.
I
She's
know,
like, actually,
right.
that bone in your foot?
right. Hey, as long as the toes are white, I don't care what they look
that
like.
That is very true. We have an incredible show planned today. Shout out to everybody watching on Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. Be a part of the community, which I'm going to start using that word more because that's what it is. It's
yeah.
a fucking community. The racist live chat is always bumping. Hold on 1 second. The old site's taking too long to load. Which, by the way, we're launching a brand new website. The new website, the other new website right now, is currently up, and it's we're testing it. We're doing everything. Ralph told me I can't tell you guys the URL. I'm not allowed to fucking say anything. He told me he'd be very mad if I mentioned it even. So I'm not gonna say anything about it. But you should know we're testing everything right now. Shit's getting fucking wild right now. Shout out to the race line.
And Ralph did post it.
Did he post it? No. No, I think that he wanted to post it to like his select group of people because his fans aren't
nope, too late now.
Savages.
Right.
Well, no, the URL's not out there. So, Maddie, what happened to your eye?
Dude, I don't know, but there's
your eyes look
I got a little
fine.
Scratch in it last week. Is it really that disgusting?
No.
I can't do
it's
a
like
show.
One corner
it's
is
like
a little bit red.
No, that's crazy. That's, like now you look cool. Now you look like Jamiroquai.
I know. I'm like, what's the Jamiroquai song?
Virtual insanity.
Yeah.
Virtual insanity.
It looks fine. Bup, bup. It happens.
Like that was horrifying. If you woke up to that, that would genuinely
yeah,
be scary.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, I'm in a car dealership.
Yeah.
The inflatable.
There it is.
Woman.
There's Maddie right now. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like
Ooh.
It. What, you just scratched your retina, your eye? What
Dude,
is that?
I like got drunk on Thursday night and woke up with a little scratch
a little
on my
fucking.
Eye.
Little pink
it's
eye,
all right.
Little
we all get a
eye.
Little cum in the
not
eye.
Not poop. It's not pink eye.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's
it could
just a
be. You
scratch.
Don't actually know.
I do know. My sister's a nurse. I send her photos of my eye.
Really? Like, and what'd she say? She was like, oh, it's just a scratch.
She said, not pink eye. Take an allergy medication. So,
if
we're
it's
good.
Not, if it's not poop, it's not stink eye.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, look, whatever. If you got poop in your eye because you had a wild night, I wouldn't be judging you.
I don't have poop in my eye.
I'm just saying.
And what if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, we have a great show planned. I'm very, very excited about it. I guess let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get them right out of the way. Let's fucking talk about where we're going to be, where you're performing. Maddie, what you plugging on?
You know what? I want to do some plugs. And it's for the month of, listen, Stamford Comedy Club, Thursday, one-nighter, March 29th. Come through. It's owned by New York Comedy Club. The vibes are good. Pool table in the green room. What else? Lowell, Arkansas, March 31st to April 1st. Indianapolis, Raleigh, Chicago, Denver, Nashville.
You know what I want you to do from now on, Shannon? What? I want you to pull up the guests' websites. The same way you do mine. Ooh. If they have a website, just pull up their fucking... And then they can read it off the screen. They have it right in front of them. Because I'm watching her pitter and patter.
I thought it was moving pretty quickly. This part always makes me
just
panic.
Like your, just like your eyes, not that big a deal. I think you have a really...
Okay, well, pull up my beautiful website. By the way, I'm opening for Theo Von in Houston.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'm coming to Arkansas. MaddieSmithComedy.com.
Set a reminder. Sold out.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's a show I'm not.
These are also Theo Von shows. Yeah. That are sold out.
Theo Von's. Nice. I don't know why.
It looks great.
My manager insists on putting them on the website. I'm like,
she's
okay,
booked and busy.
So, Never mind. She did not want us to pull up her website. She's furious now.
Listen, pull it up. Show people that I'm like
Chrissy Mayer. Good. Pull up. What is it? WhiteNationalist.com. Yes, what is it?
Please pull up WhitePower.com.
Go ahead.
It's ChrissyMayer.com. I very much have a free Wix website look to my website.
Everyone is very insecure about their website right now. Now this new thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're judging our friend's website.
This is good, terrible. A couple years ago, and now I'm like, yikes.
Mine stinks too, but this is fucking horrible. Holy shit. Chrissy, you're a professional.
I was so proud of this in 2021 or 2020, and now I'm just like, yikes.
Should be a recipe for muffins on it.
I'm going to be at the Bridgeport Stress Factory.
Zach says that about every website, by the way.
Next Thursday.
If there was a recipe for muffins on this page, I would be a subscriber.
That's actually a great idea. Bridgeport Stress Factory next Thursday. Keanu Thompson will be opening for me. Then I got two shows at the Grizzly Pear Midtown next Saturday, the 25th. Then I'm headlining in Staten Island April 7th, the Reef at Paradise Island. And then we got TIFFs in Morris Plains April 8th. AKA the Dojo of Comedy. Then I'll be out in Vegas for the FNT Geeks and Gamers meetup on the 26th at the Millennium Fandom Bar. Then I'm headlining at the Space the next day, Thursday, April 27th. Tickets are moving for that one. And then I'm going to be in Dallas first week of May.
Jesus Christ.
5th and 6th at Hyenas.
Let's move it. Name the cities.
Doing some. And then Richmond.
Now we're in May.
Richmond, August. We got Houston.
We got Anime Matsuri. Yeah, we got a lot of things coming. Go to ChrissyMayer.com. Grab those tickets there. Zach and Mika, what you got?
March 25th, I am at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina. April the 1st, I'm at Soul Joel's. April the 4th, I'm at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And April the 20th, I'm in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Do you not have a website, Zach?
Somebody bought it for me, and I haven't used it.
Wow.
Wow.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up. This weekend, if you're listening live, I will be in San Diego, California, American Comedy Company. Very special guest, Jason Ellis, going to be on all those shows, which is going to be a ton of fun. April 14th and 15th, St. Louis. I'll be in West Jordan, Utah next month as well at Wise Guys. Hyenas coming up May 5th through 6th. May 19th and 20th, Houston, Texas. Lafayette, Louisiana. I'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Emeus, Pennsylvania. Just added Rosemont to the website. Legion of Skanks finally doing our own tour.
Doing the Wilbur Theater.
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Foxwoods Casino, the big theater at Foxwoods as well. Live stand-up, live podcasts, and other various fun things, meet and greets, and all that fucking...
That looks fun!
T-shirt cannons, kissing booth, all that
shit.
It's gonna be fucking wild,
Wilbur's buggies. Fun, I just went there.
Yeah, it's the best. It's so cool. Sold out, right? Your show?
Yeah, my show. Yeah, like, great. Obviously.
Sold out, as always.
I always
Subscribe to Guest Digital, you know what's up. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Fucking spread the word about the Real Ass Podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy. That's where you get all of the latest episodes of this show. If you're watching this on YouTube, or listening to this, you get that. We're putting out classic clips now. We're putting out old stuff. We got a lot of great stuff in the archives, in the on-demand library at Guest Digital. So we're putting out little clips and things like that to, you know, let people know what the fuck's there. So, yeah, keep tuning in. Love it. All right. We got a lot to talk about.
Your website looks pretty good.
My website's okay. I'm actually trying to get a new one built right now. My guy's taking too fucking long.
Todd.
How about you fucking I mean, he does work on like 8 websites at once.
Yeah, but Todd is like a slow guy name.
Todd is a slow guy name. Yeah.
Todd.
Anything with 2 D's.
Yeah. Todd definitely wears pleated khakis. He folds his shirts.
Hell yeah. Fuck you, Todd.
He's a virgin.
Oh, Todd's very focused on his
work. He's a little todded.
He's retarded.
Bit of a Todd.
We Todd. All right, so let's see. This is interesting. Walmart ends online sale of rape tracks for dogs after PETA pressure. Do you guys, have you heard of these rape tracks? Are these
rape
dogs?
Tracks? No. I've heard of a rape kit. Is that an album?
It's a rape rack.
It's a rape rack. It's Cardi B. I'm sorry, I thought it was a rape track.
Rape tracks? That's what I call my walk of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to trace them backwards to find out where it happened.
Yeah.
Show me these
in the snow.
Show me these rape wrecks. So what this is now you put
your bitch
in this dog.
Oh no!
So she can't move. She's got to just take it.
No, I don't like this.
But I mean,
I'll take one.
I mean, there are certain girls that this would be fucking great for if you could like literally get it up their hips, because sometimes you get a girl, you're banging them doggy style
and they sink
down to like,
right,
I don't even know what they're trying to fucking go for.
Prone position.
It's because you're not trying to get impaled, you're not trying to have your cervical wall damaged. That's why cave in a little.
So Chrissy is one of these bitches who fucking doesn't just throw it back. Right. Face down, ass up.
That's the way I like to get.
Get out of my head.
I'm just saying.
What? Fucking mind meld.
That should be a
song. I think we've had this combo on. We got a fun. And then sometimes you put your arms in that. Boom.
Yeah, no. If she's doing too much of that shit, if she's too much in tabletop position, right, you have to literally grab her arms and slam her head into the pillow.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do a cat position. You have to go rare.
No, like, you never have to do that. You
never do the cat.
You really have turned into a Republican.
When you Marjorie Taylor Greene.
When it hits too hard, it feels like I'm going to throw up,
Chrissy,
for like a
this
half hour.
This is fucking crazy. You're bragging about doing the wrong position.
No. I'm just telling you, when it gets too deep, you have to do that momentarily.
I wish I could get too deep. I wish I had that ability.
That's why you have to bend the back, because if you're straight up, if a guy's dick isn't big enough, it's going to flop out.
Oh, so I get what's going on. The reason that, okay, I know what's happening right now. I don't have a big dick, so I need a girl to fucking, she fucks black guys.
Yeah, just admit it.
No.
It's okay.
Just one very Italian man.
Yeah.
And he's got a big hog.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty. So that's the problem. It's just too fucking big.
There are times when I back up into it and do all the poses and do all the thing, but like if it's, you know,
Chrissy,
there are
you literally
times...
look like a fucking, like a cat in heat just now.
There are times when you have to like scale it back a little. You're not trying to get impaled.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that. But no tabletop, head down.
Yeah, you gotta put your head down.
Head in the pillows.
Yeah. You gotta present.
I usually just like put my head down and kind of fall asleep.
I put my girlfriend in handcuffs the other day.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Straight up handcuffs.
Fuzzy or regular?
No, regular. They fucking dug into her wrist. She was bleeding.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Yeah, it got really rapey. It got really like to the point where like we stopped, like it stopped being like romantic.
Yeah.
And it started being very real.
And the cops show up and they're like, no, it's fine.
You know what? You guys are going to hear about this, and I'm going to just get ahead of it now. We were consensual, and no. Yeah, she, no, she's...
Well, I don't believe that.
That's fun.
No. But at this point, I've broken her mind.
Right.
So. I've manipulated her into believing that this is all for her best interest.
And in 5 years, she'll be like, that was weird.
That's fucked up.
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
I did not consent.
Okay, so you did the handcuffs.
Yeah.
And what was it, over her head? I never did.
No, behind the back. Handcuffs behind the back. Like literally like can't breathe, face down into the pillow.
Oh, face
down.
That's
fun until you actually get arrested. And you're like, what'd you say?
George Floyd.
Yeah. I put my fucking knee on the back of her neck.
Right.
It was fucking wild.
Right. It sounds like the rape rack.
That's fun.
It does sound like the rape rack. This is what I'm saying, Shannon. Can I buy, is there a rape rack for women? A rack that you could buy and put them into? Now, they're not going to call it a rape rack, but is it like, you know.
Fun rack. Yeah. Fun times. Experimental rack.
Not rape.
Fun adult.
The gals on this show do rule, I will say.
Call it the consent rack.
I would like, they probably have them at Spencer's.
Maybe. Yeah. What is there
some
sort of
thing that looks like the pummel horse, right?
I mean, is there something where it's almost like you pummel. Put a chick, you put her in doggy style where it holds her there where she can't move?
Pummel horse.
That sounds like that's like a piece of gymnastics equipment. It's like you have the regular vault, and then for the men's event, they put the handles on it, and that's the pommel horse.
Right.
Yeah.
Pummel horse. Okay.
Okay. So, or you can get this.
Cooking.
This is sex furniture for couples, BDSM bondage, standing cramps. I like
this. This is great. And you know what?
Vibrator for women.
You should put something on top of it. It could double as a cat tree if you had the right.
I was thinking a coat rack.
I walked in because we were going skiing, right? And I walked in with my gator, where it just like goes over the head, and then my ski mask goggles on, and we had sex in that. I think we're getting into BDSM shit, and she was like way into it. She fucking loved not being able to see my face. It was like her favorite.
That sounds luxurious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's BDSM.
Could you also not talk?
I could barely talk. It was just like,
put this bag on your face.
Bane.
Yeah. Hello. We're having sex now.
That's your Bane?
Okay.
That's my Bane. Whoa. Okay. This is also only $54. Shannon, order it now for Jamaica.
This is stupid. You don't even need this. You can keep your hands and feet that way without that equipment.
That's the point, is she can't not keep her hands and feet that way.
But you don't need straps.
But sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it depends if you're into it. If a chick's into being strapped down and fucking.
That's true. It's the mental part.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not into being strapped down?
I am. I don't need to be strapped down to stay put.
Yeah, but. The point of being strapped down is that you're strapped down.
It's the mental part.
Yeah, it's like a fucking,
I would like it. We don't really have the time.
That's really sad.
It is sad. That's I have to make the time. Yeah. Mm.
I never been strapped down.
You never been strapped down?
Yeah, what are you doing after this?
Getting strapped down.
Yeah, it's like you got to get.
I never been strapped down.
I don't think I've ever been strapped down either.
Yeah.
I would start kicking.
Yeah, I think the next bed we buy.
Lewis running through the streets naked with a bed frame. Standing
with a ball gag in my mouth. Dude, one time Robert Kelly locked me in the trunk of his car.
Oh.
As a gag. Just to be funny. I was like, I'll get in the car. And then him and whoever. It was other comics. Damn. It was like I was super young in comedy.
Yeah.
And I mean, within 8 seconds, I was shrieking, hyperventilating, and almost crying.
Did you pull the? There's a little thing you can pull from the inside of the trunk that opens it.
I thought that's what it was, but Bobby put his dick through that hole, and I started yanking his dick. That was hilarious.
Oh my God.
It's like, Dad, you're jerking me off.
Oh no, yeah, that sucks.
No, that didn't happen. But I did start shrieking like a girl. Yeah. Within
seconds.
He
didn't put any air holes or anything.
No, he didn't puncture air holes into his trunk, Chrissy. That would be psychotic.
I don't know.
For a prank.
So, I think it's thoughtful.
That would be
a lot of prep.
Have you ever been locked in a trunk?
No, I just have noticed. No. I've noticed that there is a little lever inside the trunk that like the little help. Like
I guess
help.
That. Yeah,
I've never been locked in a trunk.
Scary. Are you claustrophobic at all? Could you? Would you freak out?
I like a small space.
You like it?
Like a cat.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it that much.
Yeah,
like I really think I'm ready to be trafficked.
Well, I've seen.
I think you'd be great.
I've seen these videos. It's almost like BDSM. It is BDSM. Where they put people in what it is like, essentially like plastic, where you're like, you've definitely seen this, right? Where you literally can't move and you're almost like, and they put
it's
a straw to
it's
breathe.
Latex, and you have to be really careful, and you have to have you have to lubricate the material first. Because
dude, that
it's a
got advertised
production.
To me on Facebook the other day as some type of sleeping bag, but it was just a sex thing because it had a dick hole in it.
You have to lube the inside, you have to lube the outside, and then you have to wash it and put it away.
Well, it's not even sex. It's literally they're just being constrained like an extreme. Shannon, can you find this?
It's sensory deprivation.
Is this for the Hasids?
I've heard of this. This is how they have sex. No, most of the time there's not even a dick hole. Most of the time you're maybe it'll go around the dick. You see
it's the smothered
and it's just,
feeling.
Yeah, being the feeling, but that would fucking, I get anxiety just thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd be into that.
That's mega claustrophobic.
I've wasted so much time trying to get you to find this type of thing. I mean, the amount of time.
It'd be funny if the Hasidic Jews were into it. Finally I'm protected from the Gentiles. Oh.
I like when Chrissy does bits and she starts doing accents. Her accent stinks so much, but
accents.
I like it.
I do. I need to work on the accents.
No, it's good, though. At least you're fucking trying. But
that's true.
Give it a shot. That's what I say.
Yeah, you like the next Mike Figgs.
Chrissy discovered Mike Figgs.
Yeah, Chrissy, you're going to fire?
I don't think I discovered
You're going to not pay yourself
for the
comedy?
First of all, he quit my show.
Put him back.
He He quit my show.
Now he's Shannon's co-host.
Oh, good.
Did you know that?
As long as he's happy. That's
he really is the hot potato of podcasts.
Really, yeah.
He hot potatoes himself.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FreezePipe for being a brand new sponsor on today's show. The smoothest and best cannabis smoking experience that you're ever going to have. If you guys have, you know, you probably have put ice in a bong before. This is taking that concept to the absolute next level. So if you guys cough a lot, or if you have that burnt dragon throat feeling after you're done smoking, freeze pipe is your answer.
Yep, and the secret is a freezable glycerin chamber that's right in the smoking device. I got one that's just a regular pipe. You stick it in the freezer for just an hour, and when the smoke goes through it, it makes it cold. So that way, when it hits your throat, when it hits your chest, it's icy cold, and there's no coughing. It's really, really nice. I really like it.
Regular bowl, regular bong, but they also have attachments for dabs, which you guys know I love to fucking smoke dabs. It's the dab era. So right now, visit thefreezepipe.com. That is thefreezepipe.com. Grab a glass pipe, bubbler, or bong. They're entire line of products is absolutely incredible. Check them out. And if you want to save 10% off your entire order today, use the promo code RAP when you check out. Promo code RAP when you check out for 10% off your whole order at thefreezepipe.com. All right, where were we? Shannon, please tell me you fucking found a fucking person constrained in latex. It's a fucking famous thing.
I have it on my camera roll.
God damn it.
I'm just finding them like suffocating.
I saw on
people.
TikTok a woman who wrapped her baby in saran wrap and she got in trouble.
No.
Yeah.
The head too?
Not the head, just the body.
Why? To keep it warm?
I think it was
hilarious.
Just funny moving. Parents and just they got their it? Asses kicked.
It parents need funny. To stop fucking with their kids to get points on social media.
Yeah. I think just stop posting. Yeah. You can wrap your kid in saran wrap, just don't post it.
I hear when you're using your kid to create content, I think that, because I'll post things to my son sometimes. We'll go fucking, you know, we go skiing, we go fucking, you know, on vacation. Yeah. I have family members. I'm not going to like, it's a weird thing because there's also asshole fans that make comments, you know.
Totally.
And I get it that they're being funny and we're like in this world, but just for the most part, like I don't really joke around that much on like Instagram. Like when I post a post, it's just like a snapshot of what's going on. It'll be an advertisement for something. If I post a reel for the those will be funny. That's like content that I'm trying to create. So Instagram is almost created like almost like different channels where you could do stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a weird balance, you know, with your fucking kids and people trying to use their kids.
Yeah, they use it.
To whatever.
And they get money for their...
Yeah.
Also, you don't want people finding out where your kid goes to school.
Yeah.
Like, I worry about that too with like my soon-to-be stepson. I just don't want people like fucking with them at all. And it's weird like how you act one way when you're a single person and then all that changes when you're like, oh, I have to get the whole... Oh, now I'm getting swatted the whole... Like, everyone's involved. Like, everyone knows your stuff.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's crazy. It's fine. But for the most part, people are respectful and they fucking know that. You know, it's not like if somebody posts a dumb comment, if I post a picture of my kid and somebody posts some dumb comment, usually I'll be like, hey, don't be an idiot. And then I delete the comment. And that's that. If they come back with some other shit, then I'll fuck them. But that's literally the only thing that I'll block people for.
Yeah.
I don't block people for anything. I don't block people for trolling. I don't block people. If you want to get blocked, just be a fucking asshole and start posting comments about, because I got to deal with his fucking, literally my crazy Puerto Rican family members, they don't get it.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm saying? People will be like, I'll post about my dad or my mom. They'll be like, yeah, your whore mom and your dad who was stabbed to death. And I have cousins who are like, that's their family.
Yeah.
It's not a joke or like that's like literally like that's my uncle who was murdered. It was devastating to his brother who was my father. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a weird balance. Like, not everybody signs up for, like, your stepson didn't sign up for the world of fucking
to be trolled,
Nazi
to be...
podcast.
Right.
The same way that we did. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all made a decision to be in this. And then that's something that, like, I, you know, didn't think about when I started podcasting.
Yeah.
I have a son now who is growing up and he, you know, he's definitely in much more of a woke world and much less of an open-minded world in terms of the type of comedy that I do. So I have to subliminally turn him into a Nazi. It can't be exactly
right.
Has he
listened to your shows? Like, will he come to gigs ever?
He's seen me. He's come to a couple of gigs and just like been like and seen like the opening. And I'll know he's there, so I'll keep it very light. And then you know, my sister or whoever is there with him will take him into the green room or whatever.
He saw me and had to be escorted out.
Aww. Yeah, he saw Zach for a couple 10, minutes.
11?
He's 10.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and he loves,
like, oh my God,
but he loves comedy
from Rudolph.
Loves comedy.
That's great.
Loves fucking. Loves Gaffigan. Loves fucking Brian Regan. like huge fan. But he likes like silly, like clean comedy. We also like Eddie
That's
Murphy.
That's awesome. That's a really cool thing to instill in a child, because I think now most kids are not even like, unless their parents are into comedy, they're just gonna be like, whoa, TikTok, and let their brains rot. And
I don't even let them watch it, dude. My niece watches TikTok, and it's actually a crazy thing, right? It's borderline the way you're creating a psychopath.
Right.
They go, there's no story. It's just a quick flash. It's some trending music, and they hear the same trending music over again, the same dance over and over again, and it's just flash. Yeah. And it's just like there's no beginning, middle, end. There's no learning a lesson through, you know, all the movies and TV shows, even the little kids, everything from little kids things to movies that we watch as adults, there's almost a moral... Most of the time, there's either a moral lesson or there's, you know, even just like some lesson in how to act
An
in
arc,
life. Yeah,
something.
Yeah. There's something there, right?
Somebody grows.
You see a good guy and a bad guy. You understand relationships. You understand love. You understand a first kiss. You understand what it's like to lose somebody. Somebody died. That in our entertainment, which imitates life, that all sort of like just like it filled in a lot of gaps for us, because you don't get to experience life through everybody's perspective as a little kid. You get your own very limited perspective, and then you really just have the movies and the TV shows and the radio and the podcast. Mm-hmm. Now with this sort of flash, I'm like, there's nothing there. They're training their minds to literally be absolutely blank.
Yeah,
no
totally.
Emotion, no nothing. Feeling, not following anything. And I watch my little fucking niece just do it over and over again. And I feel like she has much less of a grasp of how to hold a conversation, and she's an amazing little girl, but I do think that that's a very, very big part of it. My son, he doesn't do any of that shit, and he talks like a fucking adult.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't allow him to. Even now, he watches like streamers on YouTube, and I'm like, I don't really like that even, because it's him just watching a person just sort of like play a video game. There's not enough to it.
Not a lot of substance.
But YouTubes are there, what movie stars like were for us. Like Hollywood is not really attracting the youth like it was.
And not to be conspiracy
ago.
Zach, but some people think, so that if you look at what trends in American TikTok as opposed to Chinese for kids, in America, it's a dance. It's a this. It's something that it's almost like a celebrity thing. In Chinese TikTok, it's almost like this kid solved this problem. This kid built a robot.
Mm.
And some people are like, they think that it's China manipulating the algorithm
to make us dumber.
To make us dumber, and their kids reward excellence.
I don't.
But it could be a chicken and egg situation. Where
a chicken and egg.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like
an upside down greasy chicken and egg situation. Where their kids, that culture does just reward excellence as opposed to us who reward people for being good looking and dancing.
Yeah.
Too much immediate pleasure
also, they probably
is not
just
good
can't
for
tell
you.
Each other
I don't
apart.
Think it's good, yeah.
Also, like, the algorithms are literally designed for good looking people. Like, you know, I don't think that I'm shadow banned. I think that I'm ugly. And I think, I really genuinely think that.
That's a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt. But it's very true, dude. Like, my face doesn't fucking play right for these out. They see my old man fucking face. Oh, also, I found out there is a filter where people that are under 18 can't see my profile now. I changed that.
Really?
But I think that they should make it automatic where I can't see under 18-year-olds' profile.
We were talking about this.
Oh, yeah, like blinders on a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, just
I don't wanna
put
see.
Something there. I will lick myself. So
put a cone on his head.
Yeah, doggy. But yeah, I saw that. I went into my settings the other day, and I set it to where people that are under 18 can't see my profile. Not even that there's anything that crazy on my profile, but...
On Instagram, you did that?
Yeah, you could do that.
That's interesting. Yeah. I think I have a lot of young followers because of Wild and Out.
Yeah. Well, I would do that if I were you. I genuinely don't want kids to discover me.
Yeah, I don't
either. Yeah, we had a 15 or 16-year-old kid in Legion of Skanks by accident the other night, and his mom brought him, and they were fucking, dude, they were lit on the show afterwards. We have like a fan for like, this kid is the next generation. No,
lifetime.
No, no. It was the mom and like a kid, and you know, they didn't know, not know what they were getting into, and then it turned into... At one point, I told the kid he could punch me in the face because we were hitting on his mom so much. And he rolled up his sleeves. He was ready to just drill me in the face. But he was like, he loved it. Like, he loved every moment of it. He had never seen that type of comedy. Like, a 16-year-old kid, like, sitting in... Because you genuinely don't.
It's game
like,
over, yeah.
The kind of comedy, like, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, it's all so, like, cleansed now.
Yeah.
And then even in, like, movies and television, you're just not getting... You're just not getting racist jokes anymore.
Like, yeah,
it ain't happening.
Or sexist,
really.
When's the last time there's been an R-rated comedy?
But even just an R-rated comedy, like, there will be an R-rated comedy, right? And they do make less of them. However, it's they're not going to go racist or sexist.
Let's say this. The last movie I saw with Rob Schneider, he wasn't doing an accent.
That's crazy.
They don't allow him to do that.
What has he got anymore?
He was just acting like a guy. And I said, I need you to pull out a fake accent. That's how it's gotten.
It's mentally stimulating
listen to podcasts.
To listen to a show like Legion of Skanks or like a few of the other podcasts, because it's like you actually have to keep up. It like trains your brain to be quicker.
Yeah.
And it actually, I think it teaches you to be a bit sharper.
Hell yeah, Chrissy.
And wittier.
Chrissy, Chris is coming back on Legion of Skanks. I agree, Chrissy. You know, you want to come on next week? You fucking rule.
Maybe.
Let's go.
I'll just check my skin.
All right, so let's. We never really got into those rape racks. Can we see them in action?
Yeah. Oh, like I found two different bondage films.
Oh, fine.
I don't know that
those rape racks. Isn't that what fucking the football player had?
Michael Vick.
Yeah, didn't Michael Vick? That was one of the things he got in trouble for because he had like the breeding racks.
Are they illegal?
No. PETA. The Walmart took it down from their website because PETA was giving them shit over it.
Yeah, I don't think they're illegal, but they're saying that's what the setup he had.
Dog breeding is illegal like that, isn't it? Or no?
If you're
an actual
breeder, it's okay.
I mean, what do? You have to wait till they're in the mood? No, breed. Yeah. Breed.
I don't know.
This is fucking crazy. Fuck dogs.
Stop talking to us.
You have to make sure.
Breed. Suck each other's titties now.
Come on, bitches.
Yeah, if you're out in like Minnesota or whatever.
Take out your eight titties.
The dog breeding states. I guess you have to have enough land and dog beds. I don't know. I would love to go to a breeder and
I would love to see a rape rack in action. I tried to get Sport laid because they never fixed him, and I started feeling bad about 4 or 5 years into his life. Started feeling really bad that he had balls and he had never gotten off. He would lick himself until he would start jizzing all over his own stomach.
Right.
Like, you know, they do say that dogs act like their owners. And I put an ad on Craigslist and
somebody fucked my dog.
It was flagged and removed and they were like, you can't. I was like, it was like a personal ad. And I was like, I'm trying to get him laid. You can keep the babies. Just want to dump the load.
Oh my God.
And
that's so fucked up when you read people talk about like, oh yeah, I jerked my dog off. It's
that's crazy.
There's something really wrong with those people.
Wasn't that just.
I mean, I've jerked my dog off to be funny. Like, not to completion, but like, I'll do that with his dick hilariously.
So to start him up.
Wasn't that just on Natasha Leggero's podcast?
Was it?
A lady wrote in and said to cut her bulldog's nails, she jerks him off first so that he'll relax for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Not a bad idea. Well, that's how I do it. Like, I'll let a guy come in my mouth, and then I'm like, should we move in?
let me cut your boyfriend's nails.
Yeah, actually.
Dude, I almost came from a hand job the other day.
Wow. How retro.
I was like, stop. Like, this is crazy. I'm not wasting this.
It's not crazy, though. It's you beautiful. Gotta mix it up.
No, it was very wild.
Yeah.
It was like, in my old age, I'm getting bored. Like, I talk about this on stage now. Like, I started jerking off to just boobs again. Right. I did all the porn, and now I started over. And now I'm back at the beginning, and I'm fucking just boobs are getting me.
Honestly, you went full circle.
It's good. Yeah, it's good to come full circle.
Yeah,
good to come.
Literally full in a circle.
Hell yeah. I liked it. It was good.
I found one video.
Let's see. This is on the rape rack. Look at her.
No.
Oh, look, he's whispering in her ear. That's how I do it.
Oh, no.
You like that?
Why are they zooming in on the penetration? That's where it makes it pornographic.
Ew, stop. Oh, no. Lewis, it looks like
he's putting it in.
What's coming out?
Oh, no way, dude. He's actually sliding it in. Hell yeah, dude. That's the way, if I have a threesome, that's how I want it to be with a girl.
Yeah, you're going
to
need a hand.
I want a gal to fucking grab and hold my ass from behind.
And look, he's guiding him.
Why is his ass, why is his pants down?
Oh, this poor
she looks like she's having a great time.
Well, I don't think she knows his dick is a little small. No offense.
Oh, look, one.
Now they're remember, that's how dogs get stuck together.
What?
Wait, I like that position.
Sometimes when dogs fuck, after the dog comes, they get stuck together and they're stuck butt to butt like that.
Why? Well, because of the cum?
The dick turns.
It's like a hook on the inside.
Really?
Yeah. If you see dogs butt to butt like that, it's because they fucked and they got stuck together.
That was pretty hot.
Yeah.
That was pretty hot.
Be right back.
That's really something. I want to know what the female dog thinks of that. Like, does she get any pleasure out of it?
Our new office manager is getting hungry right now.
Oh, what, cock?
It's very racist.
Dog cock. Oh.
I think they're animals. They're just like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah, I don't think they really think.
The dog's like, I didn't come. That sucked, you know?
Imagine he pulled out. Shannon, what happened? We're talking about pulling out, but there's a man convicted in the Netherlands. The first ever stealthing trial in the Netherlands happened. Mm. Now, we talked about this. We were one of the first podcasts to break the stealthing phenomenon years ago.
Stealthing?
Some people don't even look at it as a problem. Some people think it's like absolutely fucking full-fledged rape.
Yeah, we came out hard against stealthing a few years ago.
Which is crazy.
You know, get ahead of it.
Stealthing's where you're fucking, and then you're fucking with a condom, and then without her consent, without telling her, you take the condom off. Every gal's been stealthed a couple times.
Or as it's also called, doggy style.
Yeah.
I stealth dudes. Wow. Yeah, I'm like, take it off. I'm on birth control. I think stealthing is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's definitely bad. Should it be a rape crime?
I don't know.
But if that's your kink, that should be a conversation. Like, let's work together to make this happen. Or it's a sneaky
it's
thing.
More like
if you get off because it's sneaky. Duh.
No, I think it just feels better without a condom.
Yeah, and they don't want to be like, can I not wear a condom?
Just pull
they take
out.
It off and then never call her again.
I feel like people don't know how to pull out anymore.
Well, yes, well, you're not. It's trying not to get an STD.
Sometimes bitches don't want to wear a condom. Yeah. So the guy will be like, we'll sneakily take it off.
Condoms are
That's
stupid.
The double-edged sword of condoms, though, because if a girl's like, you should wear a condom, like, come on, do I have to? But if a girl's like, you don't have to wear a condom, you're like, I probably should.
I know, right? Come in me. I actually am okay.
Yeah. Fucking crazy bitch. I'm going to wear two condoms.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I've had that
and
happen
one
a few
on my
times.
Balls.
I mean, no, I've had to. It's almost like the way she says it. If a girl's like, she's like, I really hate condoms. I'm like allergic. Like, they fucking like.
Yeah.
Then it's like, then you're like, okay, good. All right, you're not just a rancid hooker.
Right.
I'm probably still going to get something here. But at the very least, it's not like, you know, built into your psyche. But if she's like, yeah, fuck me without a condom. I need your raw cum in me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little
weird. If that's where you're at on date one, like, okay, then what are you going to work up to for date three?
Yeah.
I like a nice, don't even mention the condoms.
You just go for
just
it.
Just
get
then, into it.
Right?
Yeah.
That's usually what it is. And then you both feel guilty afterwards.
Yeah, and then like 2 months later, you're like, are we good?
Dude, I remember I had sex. It was
cool.
The last time I was single, I had sex with a girl with a condom, and I wasn't like cheating or lying. Cheating wasn't, because there's always like, you're always lying to somebody if you're like single, you're dating a few people, right? You end up sort of fucking like,
I like women.
I like girls. Swear to God, a boobs.
But no, like it was one of the only times in my life that I've ever had protected, consensual, fucking
honest.
I mean, it literally felt like I went to fucking church on Easter morning.
Right. Wow.
It was why it just felt good in a weird way.
Aww,
he left $5 in it.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking.
Dude, I'm obsessed with consensual sex. I know that's weird.
I called her pussy a pew.
Oh, the problem with a pew.
So this, what happened with the stealthing story, Shannon? Give me some more details about it. This is in the Netherlands, which...
They are very progressive.
Oh, yes. So wait, that was Asian.
The district court acquitted the man of a rape charge.
They acquitted him.
Because it ruled that the sex was... Because
it ruled?
Yeah, it ruled.
Her Netherlands ruled.
It ruled that the sex was consensual, but it says by his actions, the suspect forced the victim to tolerate having unprotected sex with him. In doing so, he restricted her personal freedom and abused the trust she placed in him. It also said that they revealed that the victim had a text afterwards from him saying, you'll be fine.
Oh, and,
wait.
Fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah,
he said that to her.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
And, was she fine, though?
Well, it doesn't say if there was like any pregnancy or any STD, but it said that he was given a 3-month suspended prison term, meaning he won't have to serve the sentence unless he commits another crime, and ordered to pay the victim €1,000, which is €1,073 in damages.
€1,000, so worth it.
How do you measure like vaginal monetary damage? Like, who decides how much money someone is going
to
get from that?
That
based
judge.
On what?
Judge fucking.
They got to look at it and be like, looks like a $20 cooch.
I feel like that's almost a little bit too little of a sentence.
Yeah. $1,000?
But not, you can't go. I mean, is it monetary damage?
What do you want? Comedy Club.
Do you want monetary damage or do you want the guy in jail?
Well, you know, they're not using condoms.
If I live in the Netherlands, I'm for prison reform. Yeah. So
did
I don't want to
come or not? You know, it depends on certain factors.
I would take like 10K. 1,000 is like embarrassing. Like
1,000 is better. So 10,000.
That's like a starting guarantee for comedy.
I agree. I think it should be 10,000. 10,000 is the number. If you get caught stealthing and the girl takes you to court,
yeah.
Like, 10,000, but
minimum double digits.
She can't fucking talk about it on social media.
Mm. Okay, give me 10K.
Okay.
Literally just like up my bank account by 10K.
You be stealth, I'll be stealth. Yeah. I won't talk about it.
Instant Venmo, instant transfer.
Yeah, send a Venmo,
unless
Cash
he like
app,
chokes
whatever.
You out. Like if he displays like violent behavior other than the stealthing, then I'd be like, all right, I don't want this to happen to somebody else.
Well, you also don't want the stealthing to happen to somebody else, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been stealth? You don't know. You
no,
don't know. You've been blacked out
really.
Drunk so many times.
I've been blacked out drunk so many times. Yeah. And then I just had boyfriends.
She's been blacked out sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've been stealth. You've been stealth before?
I don't think so.
Stop it, Chrissy. You've definitely been stealth.
I think I've been stealth.
Stop it.
No, I'd rather just blow someone until we really connect.
Hell yeah.
And then.
Good woman right there.
I don't know.
Wow.
Like sex
until we
is
really
the prize.
Connect.
Does anyone else here proud to be an American in their headphones?
Yeah.
Chrissy does rule. I will give it to Chrissy that she does fucking rule.
Blow him until you connect.
No, I'm free.
You're blowing him and he's like, so what kind of movies do you like?
Like, shut up. Let me do my work.
Fuck me. Good for you guys. Love it. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you want to get really high, super duper legally high, in I think 50 states now, well, Delta 8 is your answer from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Yeah, that's the only vapes I smoke anymore. They hook me up all the time. You guys should go check them out. It's already affordable. It's already less expensive than regular weed. But go get it. Why not? Get it shipped right to your door legally. YoDelta.com is a website. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. All right, where were we? All right, so let's see. Damning report claims that Florida teacher abused students for decades, and he called a biracial student. What are the details here, Shannon? There's a lot to unpack on this one.
Yeah, so this teacher in Tampa has been working for over 20 years in the classroom, and also for 20 years, there have been several different complaints about him, but he's still employed. Some of those complaints include calling a biracial student a mutt, doing a Nazi salute to a German student. There was a teenager that he called
Legion of Sinks, the school.
There was a teenager who he called slutty and then also told her that he would divorce his wife and marry her when she turns 21.
Oh, yeah.
That's 21? Fucking
mixed signal.
Patient Paul over here.
This is the guy, if you want to see. I think it's just what you'd pictured.
Oh, God.
Oh, so he's funny.
Oh, he's in Tampa, Florida.
He's funny.
He's funny.
I grew up with teachers that were funny.
Yeah, me too.
And it would be things like that. Like, they would just go like, yeah, I don't, like, who fucking cares? Like,
he looks like he's holding his breath a long time in that photo.
I feel like we need to fucking let teachers be funny again.
I had a lot of funny teachers.
Yeah.
I had a funny teacher in elementary school who told a story on the second day. It was like about a girl, a guy, and his sister, and the guy gets like a wish rock, and the sister and the brother are fighting, and the sister puts her hand on the wish rock, and she's like, I wish that you knew what it was like to be a girl. And he's like, and the boy is now a girl now, and that girl is named Maddie. It was well... He'd say you like told the whole class that I was
teaching. That you were a little boy that became a girl.
Yeah.
Nice. And you were like, what?
I was like, literally, like, what the fuck?
You're ahead of your time.
Then we hooked up. But yeah, I'm kidding. Anyway, teachers used to be funny.
They used to be funny.
Yeah. If he did that, he'd be in the Tampa
Our
Bay
band
Times
teacher,
now.
Mr. Todd Schusterman, shout out to Todd Schusterman. He would chuck erasers across the freaking band room and hit somebody in the head with it if they wouldn't shut up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We need to bring back some.
Throwing stuff. Yeah.
Now, I'm not into corporal punishment, but I am into if you hit somebody in a funny way, that that's okay. So if yes, it is hilarious. Like if you were sleeping in the classroom, there's plenty of teachers all throughout elementary.
Yeah,
school,
they like bang
school.
The ruler on the desk to freak
no, they
out.
Would they would throw the eraser at your head. It would be all chalked up. It would hit you in the head. It would leave a dust
fun.
Mark on your head. That's hilarious.
Ow!
Yeah,
the dust mark of shame.
Very funny if they're funny with it.
It used to be funny.
You know him calling funny. Him calling a mixed racial student a mutt is
that's barely anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know what race is. We're assuming he could have been like Mexican and Chinese.
Wait, I think I have a picture
most
of that
of
girl.
Most of us are mutts.
This is the girl.
She's in high school? Jesus
this
Christ.
Is, this is after the fact. Cause it's been like decades that he's been abusing, quote, abusing the students. Also, what you guys were just talking about, that is something else that they accused him of, is when a student fell asleep in class, he would bang a metal pipe on their desk and startle them. That was another complaint they made about him.
Wake up, mud
yeah,
blood.
Don't fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I just, you're talking about decades old. You're right. He's like, he's been in the system for 20 years. When I was like in high school, like my age, right? So yeah, that's what it is. He's just an old school teacher that just plays by different rules.
Yeah.
And we're now society's become more sensitive. So now, like, I can go back. So right now, this would be the equivalent of me telling a fucking story about my, and I have told the story on the show in sixth grade about how my gym coach would separate it, white kids versus minorities. And he would fight like church versus skins, but he would make the white kids and the minorities play each other. And he thought it was hilarious. That's we all thought hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And he called the United Nations versus the Great White Hopes.
That's
and
so
he would create a little mini race war in gym class.
Right. Yeah, J. Crew versus United Colors of Benetton.
Yeah, exactly.
J. Crew versus South Pole.
But it was just a different time, but it's hilarious.
Being a teacher sucks. Yeah. You got to take it out on them sometime. I would probably accidentally hit a kid.
I think it would just be a shitty job. You don't get paid anything.
Nothing. You can't really be yourself.
You have to fucking just inherently... There's people who like hate you. Like there's little kids who are like, I fucking hate you.
I hate you.
Like I hate every. No matter how nice my teacher was, they were the bearer of bad news every day when they gave out homework and they made me do assignments. And I just fucking I hated school. So
you have to follow a curriculum that you don't necessarily agree with.
I hate it all.
Yeah, my sister's a teacher in Vegas. She's like, I can't fail kids anymore. They won't let me. Like I have to give
parents
them
C's. Too are crazy.
Yeah,
parents are worse than the kids.
What do you mean?
Parents coming in and yelling at the teachers.
I almost got a ticket again today, guys. I almost got a goddamn ticket again today.
For speeding?
I was dropping my son off at school.
Were you on the phone?
No. Yes, but no, he didn't know that. I was dropping my son off at school, and I was saying goodbye to him. He was like, get out of the car. I'm not seeing him again until Sunday. I'm going on the road in the morning. So I was just giving him a hug and a kiss. And I guess there was a cop like right in front of my car telling me to move.
Don't kiss your son. You make him gay. Whoop, whoop.
It's Jersey.
And I was just ignoring this cop and I let James get out and then he was like, I just said to move.
Oh,
and I was like, sir. I was like, not again. I just went through this at the goddamn airport. So they pulled me over, license registration. I was like,
come on.
I can't deal with this right now.
Maybe it's the mustache.
And then he let me off with a warning.
That's so annoying.
I also don't have a front license plate. When they changed my grill, I got an all black grill on the front. They didn't put it on because it looks cooler. I'm not putting that front license plate on. So suck a dick.
Do you need it? Is it required?
I guess.
What was the warning? Don't
put on your front license plate. He said that your license plate. And please,
the kindergarten cop.
Yeah, it was, please.
Please.
Please pull over.
It was a hall monitor. Please pull over right now.
And put on your emergency wipes when you're kissing your son goodbye.
Your tail light is out.
So I say, get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car. Get on the fucking ground.
Mr. Gomez.
Get on the fucking ground. Get on the fucking ground. Is that
stop
a gun?
Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
Racist little kid cop.
Seriously. I'm going to tase you.
He was found with seven different kinds of candy in his system.
And his hoodie scared me.
Oh, fuck me. Whatever. I don't have a problem with this cop. Let's see. Elementary school librarian who spray-painted groomer across D.C. during Pride Week is arrested for having access to child pornography and child-sized doll in his bed. That's the whole story, Shannon. You wrote it all in the notes.
A lot of teachers today.
Yeah.
It's a librarian.
It's like the fun ones can't be fun, and then the gay ones are too gay. It's just,
imagine being a librarian. Like, what a crazy job that is.
I think I would be too loud for that job. People would be annoyed with me.
Probably. Librarians are some of the most insufferable types of teachers because they, like, think they're so fucking much smarter than everybody else. They're, like, trying to push an agenda often.
They're in a fucking library. Who the fuck goes to a library anymore?
They're woke.
That's crazy.
That really is a thing you don't do.
Your phone's a library.
That's true.
It's like going to the record store. Nobody's going to a record store. Nobody's going to a library.
They have to have them still for appearances.
Do they still use the Dewey Decimal System at libraries?
No, probably not.
Do they? Natalie's shaking her head yes, because and she's also young and has probably been to a library recently.
She probably went this morning.
Natalie, you fucking dork. We were at the library this morning.
Doing
research.
I don't remember why I was at a library recently, but I remember seeing it and going, oh shit, that's still a thing that they use.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Or like a catalog for porn called the GUI Decimal System.
Oh.
Thank you. I earned that one.
Well, what about one for finance called the GUI Decimal System?
What about one for all of my thoughts called the Louis Decimal System?
Okay.
And as I organize my own thoughts.
Right.
How about one for your comedy called the Bowie
Decimal System?
Mine is Mooey.
Mooey, aw.
What about the Family Guy one for Stewie?
I wanted to hate it, but you're
still likable. Or the Asian one. The Asian one, the chop suey. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Native American wooey.
I can't improv. Fuck.
The fucking Lewis's underwear poo.
Pooey.
Stop improvising around me.
Sorry.
Stop it now. Stop it now, all of you.
What is this, UCB?
Yeah. We can't yes and anymore.
Who's Diplo?
DJ.
They're like Legos, but bigger.
No. No, it's a
Diplo's a DJ, but I can't name any of his songs.
Oh.
It's a DJ.
What songs?
Okay. I don't know, but he was on a podcast and said he got head from a dude.
Oh yeah, I saw he might be kinda gay now.
Do you wanna see it?
Please, let's see.
He went dip low on him.
I got a blowjob from a guy.
Oh,
before.
Fucking Emirata.
You're sure that's happened?
Yeah.
And you just don't remember?
I mean,
you're not committing to it, but you're saying you're sure it happened.
For sure.
But you don't have a specific memory of it.
Like, I don't know if it's gay unless you like make eye contact while there's the blowjob.
That's
happened.
such a straight guy thing to say.
That's a cult.
I mean, getting a blowjob is not that gay.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
It's pretty gay.
You tell me.
Wait, what were we about to talk about?
Okay. We were talking about Bill Clinton.
Speaking of gay.
The King of Blowjobs.
Because this is a serious podcast, okay?
First of all, that was awful. Second, what do you guys think?
Getting a blowjob from a guy gay?
Yeah.
Does he have a wig on?
I don't know.
Then I can't. Yeah, that's my...
What is gayer? Getting a blowjob or getting something in your ass? Like a penis. As a guy,
Getting something in your ass.
Stuff, yeah. I ask this question of everyone: like, is it gayer to blow someone,
or to
take it in the butt, or give it in the butt?
They're both pretty blue. It's all pretty gay, yeah, guys.
I think Diplo just got a blowjob from me without makeup.
Mm. I think if you had to go least gay to most gay, it's getting your dick sucked, putting it in a dude's butt, sucking your dick, getting it in your butt.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah, all that gay shit, not down with.
I think kissing's the most gay.
I've kissed the guy.
Splitting a sandwich is the most gay.
Absolutely,
but I didn't kiss. I've never kissed a guy out of romantic.
You found my line.
I've never kissed a guy out of romantic shit. Like I kissed him to be funny. It was Big J. It was hilarious. Dave didn't know it was coming. Me and Big J started making out. Dave freaked the fuck out.
Right. Stealthed him.
Yeah.
Did you get a little hard?
No, it was disgusting.
It's like a clown. You know, you're there to entertain the people.
And also one time I felt Jay's hard dick. He had a morning wood. We were on a boat. We were on the cruise. Ship rocked. And then he thought he was being funny. He had like the sheet over his dick. He's like, look, I started like pumping it to make it go up. Right? So then we obviously, to out funny him, I grabbed his hard dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, ah! And I was like, ah!
That's hilarious.
And we just both yelled.
It was like the Uncle Fester game down the shore.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Was a big
nap at all?
Was
a nice
no,
size?
No, it was through the sheet. Mm-hmm. It was through the sheet. But it was it feeling...
I didn't know you were Jewish.
Feeling dick meat was very foreign and felt very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing like, ooh, there's a sexual organ in my hand, yum, like fun, right? Like what if I were to fucking grab a tit or fucking a clit or a fucking pussy lip, like fucking wow, this is great. Loving it. Loving it, right? Awesome. Turn me on day one. But a penis, a man's tongue, maybe it's Big J. Big J's also not particularly attractive.
Yeah, maybe he's not your type.
Yeah, maybe if it was a fucking better looking
dude. Maybe if he worked out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, Big J. Get it together.
Touching dicks is weird. Touching pussy is weird.
Is that weird? Like when you touch a dick, is it also, or is, when you touch a dick just as a woman, are you like, yum?
You have to be really horny to just like have a faceless, just feeling a hard cock. Like it's about who it's attached to.
Just the cock itself doesn't matter.
I don't know. I like the cock itself.
She likes the cock itself.
Yeah.
Every woman is built differently.
Yeah.
That should be the name of your special.
I like
Bill Cosby himself.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I like the we get honest female perspective on the show today. The problem, you go to Natalie and Shannon, they're all fucked up. Natalie is a lesbian. Shannon hasn't had sex in 5 years. She's fucking got an old dusty puss.
Shannon, are you still seeing that jail guy?
What jail guy?
Wasn't there a guy in jail?
That was like seven years ago. Like 7 years ago as a bit on a podcast. Yeah, Chrissy really doesn't pay attention.
Oh my God, I have to update my software.
Chrissy's in our own fucking little
world. And your website.
And the website.
Get that taken care of. I will say when I have hooked up with girls, the pussy is like,
yeah,
it's just
like
a pussy.
And you licked it.
It's just there.
No, I just touched it.
You just
it's like a handshake. You're like, okay.
Have you eaten a vagina?
Yeah, but I know.
You've eaten a vagina?
Yes, a couple.
A couple?
Just to be a good person.
Get out of town.
Just
really?
It's like hosting a
party. When's the last time you ate a vagina?
Probably the summer of 2014.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was before Trump got elected.
Yeah.
That's when Chrissy was a little more open-minded.
Things were squirrely.
Was it another comic?
Before she had a plate of constituents.
Yeah.
Was it another comic?
No.
That'd be hot.
Remember that comic shit with the lesbian?
Yeah, we talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I remember I listened to it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, with Tim Dillon. And I like her. I'm still friends with her. I won't say her name.
No, that was so crazy.
You can go back and find it. Yeah. She like fucking raped a, or they said she like raped a chick after Skankfest.
That's
she
what I heard. A fingernail
broke off inside of the girl. But it's like, more than likely what happened was just two dumb drunk girls got fucked up and hooked up with each other, and then one girl regretted it, and like, you know, that's what happens.
You won't find a fingernail on your
luckily I have no finger. That's why I keep my fingernail short.
Yeah, me too. For myself.
Yeah, one time I found a fingernail and
that got excited. And that's the episode that cost us Butcher Box.
That is the episode that cost us Butcher Box.
Really?
Yeah, we kept on making Butcher Box jokes.
Well, no, it was because the episode was titled Rape Dicks Part 1.
Rape Dicks Part 1.
Were you making too many roast beef jokes?
We invented Rape Dicks. So Rape Dicks is now a segment on the show, but we were going to turn it into a whole podcast.
Right. Okay.
Called Rape Dicks. And we were going to be rape investigators within the comedy community.
Oh, that's funny.
It was regularly happening.
Yeah. It was happening for a second.
Isn't that funny? Like, rape was trending in the comedy community for a hot minute. And it's just not now. Is it because guys have learned their lesson and everyone's on to us? Or is it because it's just not trending anymore?
I think the guys really aren't fucking with us.
Yeah, every guy's like,
no, but no that's way.
But I'll tell you right now, that's why it's so easy to bank female comics these days, because everyone's afraid of female comic pussy because they're afraid of getting Me Too'd.
Yeah.
But it's like a fucking, you know, it's raining pussy if you really want to go fuck some female comics. I'll tell you that much.
It's like having homeless people at the homeless shelter saying, oh, don't fuck each other. But then you're like, that's who's around.
Yeah, of course
you're good at that's how comics
that's
are.
That's it. You bang each other. It's fine.
That's fine.
Try not to bang the crazier ones. I've made those mistakes.
We've all made those mistakes. Yeah.
You know? But a crazy guy is not going to try to ruin your career. He's going to try to kill you.
Yeah.
It's like, I would rather some bitch try to kill me than try to ruin my career. At least I could fight her off physically and I got a shot.
I know. Opening Twitter to like the tweets in the morning, you're like,
We were talking about that yesterday as I was watching that fucking Barbarian movie.
Oh, I saw that.
The guy gets canceled in it, Justin's Long character.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this poor guy. The whole time I'm like, oh. Until they confirm that it's truly a piece of shit.
Yeah. When he gets the call in the car, you're actually like, this actually sucks.
Yeah, no, you're like, oh my God, this poor. I was like, dude, don't even go on social, dude.
No. That would suck. To get like everything pulled out from you.
And then you're like right there.
That would
fucking suck.
All your money is secured and then boom.
All fucking done. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about this one. Height, status, obsessed. Parents force rush to inject kids with growth hormones. Mm. So, Chrissy, are you going to have kids? Or are you too old at this point? I'm kidding.
I'll leave it up to the Lord. If I can squeak out one, cool.
So you're going to try. Have you been trying?
I mean, I'm always trying. But,
wow, you're taking cream pies left and right.
Yeah, but if you know how to pull out, Chrissy, hold on.
Keep the sexy music on for a second.
Okay,
for a second.
Just for a second.
Pulling out Chrissy, is a lost art. Wait,
slow down. Okay. Slow the fuck down right now.
You need to slow down.
I'm trying to make this not sexy.
No, this is sexy. So do you currently have a cream pie inside of you?
Not
right
currently.
Now?
I did shower this morning.
But yeah, but sometimes you fucking...
there's still some extra stuff.
But if I didn't take the extra minutes to shower, I could have definitely...
So there's cream pie from last night.
Sometimes that shit leaks out 3 days later.
Wow.
You're like, I should call him. Smells like the ocean because it ferments too.
My pussy's crying thinking of you. Oh, it's just your cum.
So you're trying?
No. Like we don't wear condoms, and I haven't been on birth control since like 06
because
it's bad for you. So we just pull out, and I'll swallow it, or it'll go on me. It's no big deal. Like it's just, I don't know. People complicate things too much. You can only get pregnant like 4 days out of the month. You have to track your cycle. Then you don't have to fuck with birth control or condoms or anything.
Yeah. I used to date a girl that like she had all the math done. She's like, These are the only days that you're pregnant. You can't fuck around these days, and you know. That's not sexy. I like to play it fast and loose.
Me too.
I like to shoot the first rope in there and then pull out. Like, what? I pulled out, I swear.
Yeah, it's leaking out of her.
Like, that's you.
Wow, you're wet. Damn, I turned you on. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Anyway, I'm going to go.
Anyway, don't call me.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did the mapping of the months stuff.
You gotta. It's powerful.
I have an IUD, so I'm dudes are just coming at me.
Left and right.
Yeah. Actually, I had a friend get pregnant off the IUD.
Dude, there's a story. This is my favorite story. A little baby was born, and he came out holding the IUD.
What?
Like, triumvirate. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a true story. I did see that. Or maybe it's not.
Looked his mom dead in the eyes.
We probably just both saw the same image that was fucking doctored, and it probably wasn't.
No, it's
wasn't.
Real.
Is it real?
It's real.
Shannon, pull it up. Is it real? The baby that came out with the IUD?
I think that's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo. Damn, that's
fucking... That's a massive fuck you.
That's fucking hardcore.
He's like, thanks for giving me a toy, Mom.
That's hardcore parkour. Wow. Also, when a baby comes out, it's covered in pussy.
Covered in pussy.
Like, you see people kissing it, holding it, like, that's just pussy and
that's
blood.
That's what they say. You know how people like, oh, that new baby smell?
Yeah, that's pussy and blood.
Pussy.
Wow.
And blood.
That's pussy.
No, but it stays on them for like 10 days.
A little shit.
Does it? 10 days?
A little bit of shit.
It's a little bit of shit. It's pussy, blood, and shit, and you know, whatever... The whatever inside of the fucking amniotic fluid.
You know it's like when you sneeze on your hand and then you smell it? They kind of smell like sneeze.
Ew.
I hated that, Chrissy. I really...
You need to floss.
You need to
I'm not saying
nobody has sneeze smell.
Okay, wow. I floss every day.
By the way, I looked up on Snopes, and that is not a true story.
What?
Oh,
no!
Boo.
My day is ruined.
It says it was miscaptioned, and that what the woman was trying to say is that Mirena, which is the IUD company, failed, hence why she's having the baby. Okay. That was the point of the picture.
But the baby didn't come out with it.
Damn!
No. I don't even know how it would. They would probably, if you're pregnant, they probably remove the IUD, right?
Yeah.
They can't, like, leave it in there.
No way, because it...
It'll fucking, like, go into the baby's eye.
And the IUD makes your shit thicker, so it would, like, choke the baby, I think.
What thicker?
It makes your fluid thicker, so the sperms can't reach the eggs.
Now the baby's turned on.
Right.
I know.
Right.
What are you going to do? How wet can this baby get, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Folks?
That's what I'm saying.
Did it hurt at all, like, getting it in?
Getting it in? Yeah. Like, it felt like just, like, intense cramping for a whole day. And then I would just randomly bleed for, like, 6 months. Sometimes he pulls out. There's like blood all over his cock.
What's happened?
Because it has to pierce your something. It's gonna like hook on either side. I forget what the part is called.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how
I think it
stays,
just messes up your system a little bit.
It looks like the same thing that makes the time machine in Back to the Future go. The flux capacitor. Mm-hmm. It looks like a flux capacitor.
It's a flux capacitor.
Yeah, flux capacitor.
We should just call it that.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. Yeah, my chick's not on birth control. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys fuck without condoms, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's better to be off it. Birth control actually changes, like, chemically who you're attracted to.
So that you would have good
it
taste.
It tricks you into, maybe not what you're on, but, like, the pill, it tricks you and your body into thinking you're always pregnant. So, like, where you are in your cycle, who you're attracted to is different based on the hormones that are coming in and out. Like, you're...
Yeah, I
studies.
My chick, yeah, she's definitely gonna get pregnant. It's she's half Puerto Rican.
Oh wow, okay.
Very fertile.
You think you would have a baby with her?
She says she wants to have kids. She says she wants to have kids, but she says she wants to get married first.
Okay.
So it's a whole, there's a few, there's a few steps. And she has to move here, right? Well, she is moving here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's moving here in May.
That could be fun. Aww, so it's happening. Yeah, that's good.
Another widow who is walking around.
Aww. Fweeze. Fweeze, come back.
Hands over your head.
Put the rattle.
You have the white tumor, Wayne Soywin.
Wayne Soywin.
Put the rattle in Rattlesnake.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see. I mean, look, she's fucking great. We got to get there first, you know. We'll fucking see. We'll
One
see what
thing
happens.
At a time.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking ruin this girl's career. Over.
What's her job?
She's a dancer.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a professional dancer. She tours like all over the world with.
That's cool.
Like recording artists.
Dude, if you ruin her body, it's over.
No, but here's the thing. I think she'll fucking bounce back. She's so in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I think that she'll fucking. I mean, she's like really into fitness and like really into like eating healthy.
Yeah.
So I think she'll be one of those like pregnant moms that fucking like.
Yeah, like Hilaria Baldwin.
Like an actor. Hilaria Baldwin. Cool.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's wife has like seven kids and she's this big.
Let's see Hilaria Baldwin's fucking toy body. Twitter night, mom edition. Let's go.
Toit.
Let's see.
Toit.
My son's mother stayed pretty fucking toit.
Yeah.
You know, because she was super into fitness and she just did Pilates throughout the whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. If you get pregnant, you want to keep your body, do prenatal Pilates. She did it up until her 9th month of pregnancy.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I would stay working out.
Because what happens is the way it works, so your stomach, like your womb fucking comes out and your abdominal muscles actually lay along the side of your fucking stomach.
So you could have a six pack on the side?
It's technically you have those awesome abs on the side.
Oh.
But the problem is your abs and core are all fucking loosey-goosey once the baby comes out.
Right.
But if you create a really strong core, it just tightens back up and comes all back together.
I think just strength training in general is good for the bod.
Yeah, but prenatal Pilates definitely definitely helped. Shannon, what are you about to show me?
Prenatal Pilates, Hilaria Baldwin.
Hilaria Baldwin, there
she
we
was
go.
She's like 18 kids.
Sorry, I missed that. I
hope Alec doesn't shoot any of them by accident.
Okay.
He shot the ball, technically.
I'm looking for a bikini.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, this, you can share this.
Yeah, how many kids does she have?
Like seven.
Wow.
Like
hell yeah, dude.
But she doesn't have to work a job. Like, she has no, like, of course she has time to work out. She's not slogging away, like, as a bank teller, you know?
I mean, look, it depends what you want. What's fucking important to you? Like, you probably work out for, if you work out an hour a day, 6 days a week, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. You'd be you'll be in very, very good shape.
It's actually, like, enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much do you want? I think that's an excuse that fucking people say that are, and no offense to Americans, but, you know, Americans are lazy and fucking, you know, out of shape. And that's a problem in this country. And people like to say that. They like to say eating healthy is expensive. It's not really. If you make your own food, it's not healthy.
Guess what's not expensive? Eating less.
Hell yeah. Being anorexic. There we go. Throwing up. You can actually.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Guess who's rich and skinny?
It's free to be anorexic.
Yeah.
Very true. I fasted on Monday. I didn't eat a bite of anything.
Really?
I feel great.
Organs refreshed.
Oh,
getting
tight. Well, I like a nice light day every so often, especially after a weekend on the road.
Well, I did a cheat meal on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. We went to the Capitol Grill, fucking ate it all, had a nice fucking big fat steak
love
dinner.
A big
all
fat
the abs.
Steak
love
dinner.
It. Love all the abs. Everything. Capitol Grill's great.
Did
I
you
love
get
it.
Dessert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had dessert.
It's a big meal.
What, like a lava cake?
What did we get? We got the flourless chocolate cake, and then we got the coconut cream pie, which was fire.
Coconut stuff.
I love me some
coconut
Capitol
cream
Grill.
Pie.
I'm just hot trash. I love me some Capitol Grill all the live long.
Oh
day,
yeah,
right.
I love a steak dinner.
And I felt so full. I've been doing keto lately, so the next day I just felt like shit. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna just fast today, and then one full day I just felt so good. I felt so light.
Feels
the next
so
day.
So good.
Yeah.
I love waking up feeling light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really. This is a teenage girl anorexic mentality.
Whatever.
It's like, oh my god, dude.
Feels good. Yeah. There's nothing worse than waking up after like eating before bed. You feel like a fat fucking whore. No one? Okay.
That's why you can't do drunk eating. You have to get drunk and just go to sleep. Drunk eating is what makes you fat.
Would you guys inject your kids with hormones? If you knew your kid was going to be, let's say you're going to get pregnant, okay? You have old eggs, okay?
You're old fucking, eggs.
You're fucking. He's. You're not throwing it back, so he's not even getting it deep. So
oh, it's, okay. It's the, oh, it's the, going deep.
It's right. A zombie cum that has to crawl into yeah, your pussy, right?
Zombie.
Yeah, yeah. Because you scraping because the way you hold your body, the like cum an annoying, is like... an annoying white lady.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your cum is climbing Everest.
It's gotta
so
want
you
it.
Find out that your kid is going to be 5 feet tall, right?
And a girl.
No,
a
boy.
Guy.
Boy, 5 foot boy tall heights. Boy. You find out that, okay. Let's say they do all these tests, it's going to maybe be going bald, likely to be overweight, and you could just give them some fucking, is it an injection?
But it wouldn't, though, because genetics play a role, so I don't have anybody like that on either side, so.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Okay. Play along, Chrissy. Jesus Christ.
It wouldn't, though. My fucking, boyfriend has a fat cock.
Yeah, the fucking master race mayor over here. My children will be perfect.
We will create.
We are all blonde, blue-eyed Aryans.
The Marian race.
Okay. So I don't think I would inject my kids.
No.
Is it an injection, Shannon?
Or a pill?
Yes. Nope. The example given here is they don't give this guy's name, but the story is that in 2021, he found out that his son, he's 4 foot, 5 inches tall at 12 years old. He ranked in the first percentile on the growth chart. And he wanted to improve his chances of playing sports and not being bullied, yada, yada. So he ended up going to a pediatric endocrinologist. And it's like really expensive. So they're saying like this is what rich people are doing. It's $3,000 after the deduct after like insurance. And wow. He ended up growing 3 inches within the next 8 months. But that could have happened anyway because he's only 12.
That could have happened anyway.
But yeah. And they're saying that the only negative is that in the future it may lead to heart issues.
Seems like
no. When you said it, I thought you meant injections while you were pregnant.
Oh no,
it's like.
But if the kid's already a kid, yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's strange. You want the kid to be comfortable and confident in who they are, but I kind of understand. I'm not. You said that it's like a very trendy thing now. They're doing it in like Hollywood, like rich parents.
Right. Yes, yeah.
It's a pretty developmental age.
I feel like there's parents that would do that and that would be so against hormone stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what I'm if the kid thinking. Was trans.
That's sort of where I'm at, right? Like, you know, yes, there's probably things you could do to fucking, you know, change the kid physically, psychologically, but I almost feel like part of life is dealing with the cards that you're dealt with.
That's what I think.
And that's how you succeed. And you can succeed being a fucking short person, fat person, ugly, whatever else it
Devil's
is.
Devil's like, advocate, what's the difference between an injection and giving them Ritalin?
I wouldn't give my son. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I mean, look, there's definitely
it's all something that's changing your chemistry, right?
If you're like raised to think from a young age you need enhancements, that's gonna set you up for a lifetime of low self-esteem, and totally. You're gonna get tons more work done, probably.
Yeah, it's like a slippery slope. IMO, in my opinion.
It's like
seeing like the options for like getting shit in your face, seeing all the bitches with lip fillers.
Yeah, you would never do that.
No, I'm too lazy. I need to start going to the dentist before I can do regular Botox and fillers.
What does the dentist have to do? Oh, just
I have to like take care of other things before. Yeah, I can't get lip fillers with cavities, you know.
It's like Jordan Peterson that's says, true. Make your bed before you start telling other people how to do in the world. Yeah. She's gotta get up and start brushing her teeth twice.
That's,
a day.
Yeah, before I can fix
right
my lips.
Because so many women go get a BBL without trying to work out for a year and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
But you see the options are there. I'm like,
I've dated girls with lip fillers. I've dated girls with fucking injections.
Does it feel
the lips, the lips feel like little penises.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which I like
I
more.
I always wondered.
Did you grab them through a sheet?
I like that lip meat.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I've dated a few girls with lip fillers. It's not a problem. I just, they kind of look like, you know what it looks like? It starts to just look too much like an Instagram filter. Like they're like, they walk around like their face is an Instagram filter. And I'm going like, it's not really like, just kind of like,
but you see it like go down over the months, right? Don't you see it like wear off or no?
It's like a haircut. Like she's like, did you notice my new lips? Like,
no. I mean, it's fine. It's also like I'm not going to hate on a chick that does it. Like, I did two different girls like for a while that did it and it was fine. It wasn't like I wasn't attracted to them, but I was just sort of like, it's definitely not more attractive. I'm not, it's not like I'm going like, oh, I'm more into this now. It's like a little weird and like, I get how it's kind of trendy, but not my thing necessarily. All right, we got to run. It's been fun. You guys are the shit, as always.
This was fun.
Love you gals.
Back together.
Love these redheaded bitches. Go support them and everything that they do. We will be back on Friday with another incredible episode. We pre-taped that one. It was a really fun show, so we'll check you guys on Friday. Check you guys this weekend in San Diego, American Comedy Company. And, yeah, I'll check you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. That's all, folks.